First Peter chapter 1. One of my memories of my youth is the news that Don Chicho, my mother's uncle, received. Many years earlier, he had left Italy, his birth country, with almost nothing in his pocket. But one day, he was notified that he had to return to Italy and claim an inheritance. Instead of a humble rented house where he had lived before receiving the great news, with his inheritance, he built his own house and that of his children. He used the money well, but that's how far his inheritance went. The Apostle Peter notifies us that we too have an inheritance. May the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ be blessed. On account of his vast mercy, he has given us new birth. You have been born anew into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You have a pure and enduring inheritance that cannot perish, an inheritance that is presently kept safe in heaven for you. Not even today's best of bankers can give returns of this quality and permanence. Although I have not received it yet, I have begun to enjoy it because I received as a deposit the Holy Spirit. But the best is yet to come. I can't ever spend it all. I wasn't notified by phone call, nor did I discover it through an email offering me a supposed fortune from a stranger. God the Father himself chose me according to his foreknowledge, and the Holy Spirit separated me to be cleansed by the blood of the Son. The Holy Trinity in action. Oh, don't forget it. To receive an inheritance, someone must die. Jesus died in my place, and because of that, although I have not seen him with my eyes, I love him, and his presence fills me with joy.